Hey there, adventure seekers. Welcome back to the Adventure Amps podcast, your go-to source for all things electrifying in the world of e-biking and outdoor exploration. I'm your host, Mike, coming at you from the heart of Colorado's stunning trails. Whether you're charging up for your next ride or just dreaming of those mountain highs, we've got an episode packed with some inspiration. This week, we're cranking up the excitement on our top 10 places to ride e-bikes right here in the Centennial State, from urban vibes in Denver to alpine thrills in Breckenridge and beyond. We'll dive into the best spots where e-bike culture thrives, complete with ride suggestions, highlights, and some recharging tips. Then stick around for our micro moment. It's a quick spotlight on the breathtaking Shavano Falls, the hidden gem tucked away near Salida, where cascading waterfalls meet wildflower meadows for the perfect post-ride refresh. And then finally, buckle up for this week's rant. Yes, we're talking poop. From trail etiquette fails to those leave no trace nightmares, I'll vent on why we all need to step up our game in the great outdoors. Grab your helmet, plug in those batteries, and let's amp up for this adventure. Welcome to the Adventure Amps Podcast, your gateway to high-altitude thrills of Leadville, Colorado. Nestled at 10,152 feet, Leadville is America's highest incorporated city. Surrounded by towering peaks like Mount Elbert, Mount Massive, steeped in vibrant mining history, Leadville invites you to explore this historic gem where Victorian-era charm meets endless outdoor adventures. Think hiking, e-biking, and epic mountain bike trails. Every 2 weeks, we're going to dive into the business of adventure in Leadville, spotlighting the local businesses that power this community, from cozy lodges to family-owned restaurants and historic saloons. Join us as we share the electrifying stories, insider tips, and the gritty spirit of Leadville locals, inspiring your next adventure in this top of the Rockies paradise.
Adventurers, ready to ride? Visit the Colorado e-bike shop in Leadville, Colorado. Zoom through stunning trails with our high-quality e-bike rentals, find your perfect ride with our sales, or build your dream bike with our custom builds. Perfect for all levels. We've got you covered. Call 719-427-7084 to start your journey. The Colorado e-bike shop. Custom rides, epic vibes.
Today, we're diving into the top 10 places in Colorado to ride your e-bike, focusing on spots with super favorable e-bike culture. Colorado's got it all. Stunning landscapes, progressive policies that treat Class 1 and Class 2 e-bikes like regular bikes, and communities that embrace the electric assist. We'll break down each destination with insights on the local e-bike vibe, some riding suggestions, highlights where your bike shines, and even tips on where to recharge your battery. Or grab a cup of coffee while you do. The list is based on bike friendliness ratings, trail popularity, and real rider feedback, and places that I like to ride. Remember, always check your local regs as they can change, and look at apps like All Trails and Trail Forks are your best friends for planning. Let's hit the trail. Starting at number 10 and counting down to our top pick. Each spot gets about a minute of airtime, perfect for your commute on your pre-ride up pump up. Kicking off things at number 10, Colorado Springs. With its silver bike friendly rating, over 500 miles of trails where e-bikes feel right at home, especially in the state parks near the iconic Garden of the Gods. The e-bike culture, this region's got a strong advocacy and events backing e-bikes, complete with a shared system and guided tours that make exploration accessible to everyone. My ride suggestion, tour the Garden of the Gods on a 5 to 13.5 mile loop, or head up to Gold Camp Road for those epic mountain views. The highlights here are Your electric assist will tackle those elevations like a champ, letting you soak in the Red Rock formations and Pike Peak scenery without too much of a huff and a puff. You can recharge by hitting the Garden at the Gods for public outlets or widespread EV stations at some of the urban trailheads. Colorado Springs is a solid starter for riders wanting that mix of city and peaks. Coming in at number 9, Durango. Shining with gold bike friendliness on the trails like the Colorado Trail segments and the Animas River Trail. The e-bike culture is an outdoor loving community, and they welcome class 1 and 2 e-bikes on hard surface trails, and they really are emphasizing the connections between parks and epic adventures. My ride suggestion is follow the Animas Trail or dive into the Twin Buttes trail system for some real taste of terrain. The highlights, e-bikes handle the variety of landscapes effortlessly out here in Durango, spotlighting those winding river trails and those stunning San Juan mountain views. You can recharge at the Cundiff Park and the trail access points or at handy public outlets. Durango's rugged charm makes it a must for those that want to explore Southwest Colorado. At number 8 is Glenwood Springs, where you can cruise the river trails and the dramatic Glenwood Canyon on paths ideal for chilled outings and picnic breaks. The e-bike culture here is laid back. Hot Springs, town of champion e-bikes on the paved trails, all those scenic and easy access rides that anyone can enjoy. My riding suggestion is take the Glenwood Canyon Trail or extend to the 42-mile Rio Grande Trail towards Aspen. You're going to get stunning views from either one. Your assist will navigate these canyons, twists and turns, and you will find the perfect spot for that photo or for that picnic. You can recharge at the community center, and some of the trailheads like South Canyon have outlets, plus the EV stations in downtown Glenwood Springs have work great for e-bikes. And the ultimate spot to unwind after your e-biking is hit one of the hot springs. Coming in at number 7 is Crested Butte, Colorado. This is the mountain bike mecca. It features EMTB trails like the legendary Trail 401 with Wildflower Explosions and the Hartman Rocks for some of those technical thrills. The e-bike culture here is this is an adventure-seeking community. They allow e-bikes on motorized trail, and they celebrate how they can extend those epic rides into the single-track wonderland that they have. My ride suggestion, go ahead and hit Trail 401 or try the loop like the Reno Flag Bear Dead Man for an unbeatable Wildflowers and Vistas. Your highlights in this area, your e-bike is going to boost you through some of these tough climbs, giving you a little bit more time to savor the Elk Mountain scenery and the flowy trails below. You can recharge at the trailheads in downtown Crested Butte, boast public outlets, with park areas along the rec path providing extra spots. If you're in the Wildflowers, wilderness, and a little bit of a quirky paradise, Crested Butte's your place. That brings us halfway through our top 10. Coming in at number 6 is Aspen. With the gold-rated e-bike-friendly paths like the Rio Grande Trail snaking through the Aspen Groves and the Majestic Peaks, the e-bike culture here is a little more upscale, a little more outdoor enthusiastic crowd. They embrace the e-bikes on paved trails, and they definitely mix luxury with their cycling events. My ride suggestion is explore the 42-mile Rio Grande Trail from Aspen to Basalt or loop through the Sawatch Range for a variety. The pedal assist will manage some of those gentle grades and let you fully appreciate the groves, the peaks, and the scenic valleys. You can recharge here at Snowmass Base Village has outlets, and then downtown Aspen offers plenty of public stations. Aspen brings that glamorous edge to your e-bike adventure. Also plan on spending a little extra cash here. Our top five starts with Vail. This is a welcoming class one e-bikes on paved routes like the Gore Family Trail with creekside views and wildlife spotting and single tracks for all skill levels. This is definitely a family-oriented community that supports e-bikes on the rec paths and the mountain trails, and they prioritize inclusivity and a lot of fun adventures. My ride suggestion is ride the Gore Trail towards East Vail or tackle the Vail Pass rec path for a moderate ascent. A really cool ride is you can ride up one side of the Vail Pass and ride down in the Copper Mountain and vice versa. There's also companies that will take the bikes up for you and you can just have a downhill experience. The e-bikes here will make the elevation gains a breeze. It'll give you time to look at the wildlife, look at the creeks, and just look at all the great mountain backdrops. The trailheads at Gore Creek Campground and at Vail Resort spots provide outlets, and within Vail Village, there are a few public charging locations. This is a perfect for family outings or solo serenity. Number four is another big ski town, and that's Breckenridge, a gold level bike town in Summit County, allowing e-bikes on trails like the rec path or the resort routes to Copper Mountain and Keystone. Breck celebrates e-bikes for the alpine thrills. It has a resort atmosphere. It has bike share programs boosting accessibility on the motorized trails, and they have a great rental program down there. My ride suggestion is follow the Blue River rec path from Breckenridge to Frisco, a scenic paved loop with stunning views of the area. Where to recharge? You can recharge at Copper Mountain has public stations. Keystone has public stations. Some of the trailheads have plug-ins, and downtown Breckenridge has outlets everywhere. Here, you just got to get ready for some high altitude highs and just be prepared for crowds. My bronze medal goes to Denver at number three. This is a top bike-friendly big city with urban gems like the 14-mile Cherry Creek Trail, and that has great river vistas and picnic areas, or the South Platte River Trail with all the historic sites. Urban adventuring is awesome in Denver. The city's expanding infrastructure, their shared programs, and their events foster a really warm acceptance of e-bikes in the urban area for commuting or exploration. My ride suggestion is pedal the Cherry Creek Trail for a 42-mile journey from city to nature, or loop through Lodo or Capitol Hill and Laramie Square. You will just enjoy the difference in sceneries from the mountains to the urbans. You can recharge at the Denver Botanic Gardens, and trailside parks have public charging, and picnic areas often come with outlets too. This is Mile High Magic on two wheels. If you don't do a lot of urban riding, Denver's a good place to try it out. Runner-up, or the silver medalist for me, is Fort Collins. This is a platinum rated with 200 plus miles of lanes and trails where e-bikes are permanent and welcome after all of their piling program that they did a few years ago. They have really embraced the e-bike culture. The city pushes sustainable commuting with trail access. They have lots of fun events like the Bikeway Bingo and the community blending leisure with eco-travel. My ride suggestion for here is cruise the Poudre River Trail with craft beer stops, or do a 9-mile loop through CSU, the city park, or Old Town. E-bikes shine for a relaxed wildlife spotting rides with assist easing those gentle inclines to amid the river views and the urban charm. You can recharge here at public parks like the City Park. Have outlets, downtown spots near the breweries and the trails are super accessible too. So your Riverside bliss awaits. Fort Collins is a fun place to ride. And our gold spot, number one, top 10 places in Colorado to e-bike is Boulder, Colorado. This is America's most bikeable cities with a platinum rating with over 300 miles of e-bike, open paths, and trails. The e-bike culture up here is Boulder is eco-conscious. Their folks strongly back the e-bikes with policies allowing them in the open space trails since early July of 2023. They're a hub of four events stressing sustainability and access. My ride suggestion here is take the Boulder Creek Path for a 5.5-mile beginner route, or loop in the Wonderland Lake or Pearl Street, or cruise through CU Boulder Campus and the Flatirons. You won't go wrong with any of these rides. The Electric Cyst here thrives on the varied terrain from the Creek Serenity to the Mountain Vistas, covering the cool Flatirons and all the historic sites, and you can do this fatigue free. They have great charging in Boulder. You can charge at the Wonderland Park, or many of the Pearl Street cafes have public outlets for you to charge, and they have the EV stations can handle their e-bikes too. Boulder is truly an e-bike haven, and we want to congratulate them on a top spot. It's a great place to ride. Riding through Colorado's top 10 e-bike destinations, from the urban buzz of Denver to the alpine allure of Breckenridge and our champion Boulder, these spots will showcase why the state's e-bike culture is all about accessibility, enjoyment, and connecting us with those great outdoors. Whether you're pushing the limits on the challenging trails or you're just easing into the beginner paths, Colorado is a welcoming community and has a top-notch infrastructure for making every outing unforgivable. My pro tip is grab your helmet, pack some water and some snacks, use apps like Trail Forks or All Trails to get some real-time info and elevations, and even get some reviews, and get out there and go. If you're new, go for a Class 1 or a Class 2 e-bike for a larger trail access and rule compliance. E-bikes are a total game changer, and this can become your responsibility of making sure you have better health and more fun. Don't forget to yield to pedestrians, respect wildlife, and of course, please leave no trace to preserve all of our gems out there in the market. I love this top 10 list. I've ridden most of the areas in here, and I think it's an awesome opportunity for you beginners just to choose someplace and get that bike out there and roll.
Hey folks, ready for a blast? Grab an e-bike with epic happy adventures. Cruise historic trails, check out old railroads, or soak in epic views, all in a few hours. Super easy for beginners with bikes and guides to keep it fun. Please call 719-427-7084 to book now. Epic happy adventures, history, views, and good vibes.
Welcome to Micro Moment on Adventure Amps Podcast. Dive into quick e-bike tips, hidden trails, and epic Colorado gems that fuel your next adventure.
Hey everyone, it's time for another micro moment on the Adventure Amps Podcast. Cranking up your thrill meter with hidden gems from the wild. Today we're chasing the roar of the Shavano Falls near Salida, Colorado. This is a multi-tiered waterfall that's pure mountain magic. Let's dive in. Hidden in the San Isabel National Forest, along the North Fork of the South Arkansas River, Shavano Falls cascades through the tight rocky canyon under the watchful eye of Mount Shavano, a towering 14,229-foot peak named for a Ute chief. Crystal clear waters tumble in tears, spraying mists and rainbows on sunny days, surrounded by whispering aspens, fragrant pines, and vibrant wildflower meadows. To get there, hop on Forest Road 240 from the Angel of Shavano Campground off of US Highway 50, which is about 20 miles west of Salida. It's a bumpy 4 to 5 mile four-wheel drive haul with creek crossings and marshes. Prime summer adventure from July to September when the snow is gone. Hikers, you can tackle the moderate out-to-back trail tying into Colorado Trail Segment 14, about 4 miles round trip from Viewpoints or Blake's Cabin, gaining 600 to 800 feet amid the river melodies and the wildlife like elk and deer. E-bikes or ATVs can cruise parts, but the rocks call for boots. Elevation's 9,000 to 10,000 feet, so pack for some wild weather. And now I want you to rewind to 1879. Colorado's gold rush hit the North Fork hard. Miners swarmed, birthing a boom town of Clifton, later called Shavano, at 11,000 feet. It boasted a sawmill, a saloon, a smelter, and stores, all linked by a toll road from Maysville. By 1883, poor ore quality ghosted the place. With a little silver flicker in 1904, it fizzled out. Now ruins and mine portals like the Pride of the West echo tales of the tough pioneers, blending history with the falls' timeless flow. Shavano Falls isn't just a sight. It's a soul-stirring escape. Hike, fish, or soak up the serenity of this area. Are you amped up yet? Hit subscribe for more micro moments on Adventure Amps Podcast, and we'll see you on the trail.
Ride the fold, pedal to the power, feel the spark ignite, e-bike humming low, but cruising through the night. No gas, no fumes, just the wind in my face. Batteries alive, I'm setting the pace.
Here's my rant for this week. Come on, fellow trail trompers and doggy devotees. Let's chat about those little surprise packages you're leaving behind, shall we? You know the ones. You dutifully scoop up Sparky's latest masterpiece into a plastic baggie, tie it with the flourish like you're wrapping a gourmet truffle, and then poof, it vanishes on the side of a path. Or does it? Nope. There it sits, like an unwanted ornament on nature's Christmas tree. Look, I get it. Carrying a warm, squishy souvenir isn't the exact highlight of your hike. But here's a hilarious hitch. Plain old poop? Mother Nature's got that covered. It will break down faster than most New Year's resolutions. But wrap it in internal plastic? Now you've created a time capsule of turd that will outlast us all, lurking like a booby trap for an unsuspecting squirrel, or worse, people's hiking boots. We've all seen those bags dangling from the bushes like bizarre trail decorations, or just clinging on the ground, whispering, "Psst, I'll pick you up on the way back." Spoiler alert, you won't. And suddenly, peaceful strolls turn into a game of Dodge the Doggy Droppings Extreme Edition. So please, with a kibble on top, bag it, tag it, haul it home. Or hey, invent a poop sling backpack, patent pending. Let's keep our trails poop-free and giggle-worthy, not groan-inducing. Your fellow hiker and biker will thank you.
And that's a wrap on this week's Adventure Amps podcast. Big thanks for tuning in to me. Hit your subscription button at your favorite podcast platform. Drop your thoughts in the reviews and keep exploring all those trails. Adventure calls, and I'll see you on the trail.